B'tachon for Life, Shir 1201, Tuesday, Parshas Mitzayra. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hatzlocha in a specific area. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send him Bracha and Hatzlocha in everything that he does. We are explaining that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's way that he operates is the opposite from the way we operate. We are physical, we are finite, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is spiritual and infinite. And even though he gives us a glimpse into his way of working things, it's only a glimpse. Essentially, we have no clue what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is doing. And this is really hinted to in the concept of Parah Aduma. We know Parah Aduma is Mitaher Tumas Meis. We discussed this when we discussed Parshas Parah. Tumas Meis is the furthest from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is spiritual. A human being has a neshama and a guf, so he's partially spiritual and partially physical. A meis is essentially a human being without the neshama. That is on the other end of the spectrum. It is completely removed from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Completely despiritualized, if you could use that term. And therefore, a person that touches a meis is tamei, with a very serious tamei, and he's very far, so to speak, from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He came in contact with something that is completely physical, totally devoid of any spirituality, of any connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, the way we perceive it. How is a person mitaher that tumah with a parah aduma? A parah aduma is a chayk, like the pasuk says. It's essentially something that's impossible for us to understand. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim explain, not only is it impossible for us to understand, it is contrary to what we would have thought. It is the total opposite from what we would have thought. We bring a parah. A para represents the egel. The egel is what brought Misa to the world. After Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael were going to live forever. When they did the egel, they lost that ability. The egel represents Midas Hadin, the Ramban writes. That's why they made the egel. It represents Midas Hadin, the Midah that kills people, Rachman al-Utslan. And also it's red. Red represents Dam. Red represents also din and misa and negativity. White represents simcha and chesed and taiva. Red represents negativity and misa, rachman al-Islam. So we take this para, we take the para that's red, the epitome, so to speak, of the opposite of chayim, it's the epitome of misa, and from this para, we're able to bring forth the greatest kapara, the greatest tahara. We're able to remove the tumah of meis. Why? How does it operate? How can we take something that is the opposite of tahara, the opposite of chayim, and it should be able to bring back chayim, to bring back tahara, to take away the tumah of meis? We'll be'ezra Hashem elaborate further.